I was just always wondering how many of us have had somebody in our life that you always know will tell you the truth. Well, the disciples were blessed by having Jesus, and he told them the truth all the time, even if they didn't understand it or even accept it. And sometimes when you hear the truth, do you really want to hear it? Someone you can trust to be entirely honest with you. Someone who accepts you for who you are and sees all your faults and will not judge you for them, but who will guide you and encourage you to go in the right path. Admit your mistakes, live authenticity in your own skin. Or I like to kind of say these bodies are like our earth suit, you know? Not a space suit, but an earth suit. Well, someone who you care so much about that he or she calls you out as your bad things and celebrates your good things. Now, this is a little Ralphieism, and I always hear the world say, well, the truth hurts. Well, not really, because the only time the truth hurts is when you're not in harmony with the truth. Think about that. So who is the person who doesn't make you defensive? You have anybody around like that? The person to whom you can admit your faults and mistakes because you know it, and it won't change his or her love for you? Who looks out for your well-being, your future, your best interest? I hope and pray you have a friend like that, or maybe a spouse. Who has your back? Whom can you trust with your soul, your most fragile parts of your life? Or who will celebrate with you when you feel victorious? And who is your truth teller? Well, my prayer is that the person is the most valuable person in your life. If you have a truth teller and a good friend, you ought to rejoice. For some, that may be a husband and wife, or even a life partner in some other areas. For others, it might be your best friend or colleague. This indispensable person will be the one who knows you so well that he or she can and will tell you the absolute, no holds barred truth about yourself and about your life. Now, if you don't have a person like that in your corner, you need to find one. Hallelujah. Because without this kind of person, you're going to go through life without a second set of eyes. And all we need is a second set of eyes when our own eyes don't see what we need them to see at any given moment. It's a blessing to know that Jesus sent one greater than him. So when our hearts are fluttered or hormones soaked with glee, these loyal people we call friends or spouses, our feet are just planted solid on the ground. And when our minds play trick on us, and they do and they will, the devil can't read your mind, but he can play tricks on your mind. It undermines our confidence and our well-being, because our truth teller reminds us of the unadulterated truth of our values and our gifts. So when we go down a wrong pathway or fall or for an easy lure or something, our angels in disguise pick us back up and put us in the right direction, the one that'll keep us safe from both danger and regret. Our truth tellers help us to stand in our own truth and live our best, authentic lives. So living in truth protects us from making mistakes that'll mess us up on our path of life or relationship. It keeps us humble when we feel a little arrogant. It allows us to be introspective and aware of our strengths and our weakness. It keeps us in tune with Jesus and aligns with his direction for our lives. Allows us the peace, the confidence, the security about ourselves that we need in order to live our best life and to be a life-giving light to others. You see, living in the truth infuses us with energy, assurance, power. Living in truth makes us a rare kind of invincible. That's what I titled my message this week, invincible. Now, it's an interesting word, and it comes from a Latin meaning vincere, not capable of, overcome, or subdued. So when we feel invincible, we feel powerful, protected, and above all, free. Free to be ourselves, free from others' expectations, and freed from the kinds of doubt and guilt and fears that can keep us from living a rich and fulfilled life. So when our body, our mind, and our soul feel whole and at peace, we feel like nothing can knock us back. You know, we feel like invincible. We may have several truth tellers in our lives who help keep us on that track and feeling good about ourselves, but only one truth teller can make us feel truly and ultimately invincible. You know him as the person of the Holy Spirit. Yes, he is a person, the Holy Spirit of Jesus. Jesus told his disciples in the scripture that I shared earlier that although he must leave them physically, that the Father will send another, an advocate, to be with them always, the truth-telling advocate, the one everybody needs and want in their corner. That's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, as Jesus called him. The Spirit of Truth will keep them and us on track, will guide us, be with us, abide with us until the end of the age of grace, ensuring that we will always have the opportunity to feel invincible. Even when going gets tough, even when times are hard, even when others disdain us, even when bad things happen, no matter what comes our way, with the Holy Spirit of Truth on our side, we will not just feel, well, good. We will feel free. Hallelujah. I like that. Let me tell you, when you have the Holy Spirit in your life, you're free of doubt, free of worry, free of anxiety, free of depression, free of fear, free of wrong thinking, free of anything that would threaten to take us down. We become invincible. Now, some of us might have grown up in a tradition that encourage you to see God as a tough disciplinarian, you know, a strict, no-nonsense parent figure, high on expectation and judgments and low on forgiveness and inclusion, you know, sitting up there with a big stick just waiting for us to mess up. No, that's not the message that Jesus gave to his disciples and to us, modern-day disciples. He knows, he knew that they were grieving from his departure from earth. He knows that they are afraid and they feel alone and helpless, that they feel lost without his presence, his physical presence, that they lack the confidence they need to fulfill the mission that he has in store for them. This scripture, I think, is one of reassurance, if you would. He tells them that he by no means will leave them alone or orphaned. He assures them that they will see him. And he drives home that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Although they may not physically see him, he will be with them. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Wow, the Holy Spirit of Truth is Jesus, manifested among them, and with us always to show us the way as they did with those original disciples. And to share truth about themselves, about their mission, about the world, and more importantly, about himself. So when they abide in him and he in them, when they continue to invest in that relationship with him, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, he will continue to advocate for them, guide them, strengthen them, have their backs, if you would, forever and always. Now, last week we talked about the terms of the way. Jesus is the way. Or in Scripture today, we see Jesus teaching his disciples that he is also the truth. Now, truth is not some abstract, unknown thing that we strive after. Truth is Jesus. And when he abides with us and within us, we can live not only in his truth, but in our own as well. Our primary truth teller, our powerful, invisible advocate, the Holy Spirit, helping us to discover our true identity as a child of God and a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He does not chastise us, but champions us. He does not tramp us down, but ramps us up to be our best. so that we can be all that we can be. In the name of Jesus. What a blessing. Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit is the kind of protective, truth-telling ally and advocate that we must have in our corner. If we are to be the kind of people that God created us to be. In Him, the Holy Spirit, we're free. In Him, we are invincible. So today, as we celebrate Heritage Sunday and Mother's Day, as what we call sometimes is the Christian tradition of the festival of the Christian home, many of us may be thinking about that person in your life who serves as your best advocate, your best supporter, booster, and more importantly, a truth teller. That special person has given you coping skills, emotional support, wisdom to help you navigate life better in a more positive way. And I hope that you will take time today to thank your blessed best friend, spouse, or whoever is your truth teller, and tell them how much you appreciate them being honest with you, even sometimes when it hurts, as you take time to strengthen or renew your personal relationship with Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, He already knows everything about us. So, you know, when we verbalize it, Jesus said to come into your prayer, my prayer closet or your prayer closet, because you can pour out your spirit, you can pour out your soul, because He already knows. It'll give you freedom. You will never fear anything that comes your way. Little radio program that I had, the Lord gave me a title for it. It was called The Word is the Way to Life. So who is the life? Jesus is the way to life. He is the way. He is the truth. And there's a little song that I use for my theme song on my radio program. And it was simply, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Call on Him now for your reservation. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Heritage Sunday at Bethel. God loves you, and so do we.